co-founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through projectized work. Today I'm here with Rafe Bidar, the founder and CTO of Amelia LLC based in Dubai. Rafe is a PMP, which is a project management professional, computer engineer, MBA, and organizational project management consultant. Over the past 14 years, Rafe has passionately been involved in offering valuable project management services to his clients in the Mideast, North Africa, and South Asia. Rafe has vast experiences in both functional management and project management arenas, working for multinational companies with multinational teams. And the project management industry is facing a lot of challenges now that they're really focused on global outsourcing, on global teams. And so there's a lot of issues with project management and culture. And so, Rafe, tell me the story of why you're interested in improving performance of project teams by focusing on project management and culture.
Hi, Rosemary. There are over 4 million people in UAE, out of which 3.62 million are expats. In my 9 years of professional experience in United Arab Emirates, I have seen the importance of cultural awareness in business. There are people with diverse cultures that live in harmony here and produce world-class results. I have personally worked on billion-dollar projects with team comprising of Europeans, Asians, Africans, Far East people, and natives. However, things can get real complicated if you, in a leadership or project management position, overlook culture. I advise newcomers in UAE to be patient and calm for the first 9 months. This is the estimated time one needs to overcome the cultural shock. As a young kid from Pakistan, I have the opportunity to study in an international school in New Delhi, India. My university education has been in Pakistan and U.S., and I have lived and worked in Germany. What I learned is that cultural sensitivity is vital to the success of any organization. Now, there is a big drive for diversity and inclusion as companies move offshore, they outsource, and as the latest trend, multi-source. Cultural and emotional intelligence can provide the needed impetus for successful project delivery.
That is so interesting, the cultural complexion of the teams that you work with. So using your experience, what's the key point for developing high-performance teams?
Well, in my experience in projects, I have seen some magnanimous leaders and some impudent ones. They both deliver, but one leaves bodies on the field and blood trails leading to the corner office. The other, however, is the one who everyone is yearning to work for. I have worked for clients who are very sensitive to scope, features, and compliance, and where the whole workforce align themselves to become error detectives without regards to project goals. On the other hand, there are companies who have culture focused on functionality. They are flexible in areas which require fulfillment of project objectives. Let us also understand that there are external cultural factors. For example, in US, a written contract is a must, whereas in Middle East, business leaders shy away from detailed contract documents. For them, power lies in the unknown, so detailed contracts are discouraged. On the other side of the spectrum, they regard themselves to be on a higher moral ground and do not seem it fit to have a written contract when the intent is good. Knowledge of these external and internal cultural factors together with a multicultural team is absolutely essential. In the past 15 years, the amount of research on this topic has increased.
So, Rafe, those are excellent points. Now, both of us have been in the functional world, and we have also been in the project management world. What are some key issues that we need to consider about the differences between those two domains?
Rosemary, here comes the big question about responsibility. Who is responsible for setting the organization culture? While the leadership in the organization sets the mood, the project managers close to the action are responsible for setting up the project culture. These days, there is a trend of mega projects which require greater cultural sensitivity than before. A project is affected by culture of their team as well as place of operation. Culture-related risks must be considered and evaluated along with other risk areas. So how do we define the do's and the don'ts or day-to-day decision-making policies and procedures for quick execution of project towards its intended goal? We need to be able to adopt the project plan with respect to culture. We need to include values, norms, morals, rituals, perceptions, roles, and responsibility in our stakeholder analysis. We need to lay out a team charter with the specifics of engagement. One way to analyze this is to take a cultural snapshot when you take over a project. Then you really have two choices: adapt the project to culture or adapt control change management to benefit project objectives.
Those suggestions are excellent at a project team level, and those suggestions are great for senior leadership who need to take the time to consider that those aspects are considered by all of the team members and the functional team members and the operational team side. So thank you so much, Rafe, for sharing some points on making sure that senior leadership is considering cultural issues in the project management domain. Rafe has 15 years of experience that allows him to be very successful in understanding and having sensitivity in order to drive effective project performance. So Rafe, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.